The Killing Woods by Lucy Christopher. Read by Natalie Emmanuel and Kyle Winfield.
Before. Chapter 1. Saturday night. August. Emily. Something was draped across Dad's outstretched arms. A deer. A fawn that was injured. It was sprawled and long-legged. Something that had been caught in a poacher's trap, maybe. A mistake. So this is where Dad had been all this time, in the woods and cutting this creature free. I breathed out slowly, squinted at the mist that hovered around Dad like a ghost. I took my hand from my bedroom window, leaving the memory of my skin on the glass. Then I raced down the stairs, through the hall and into the kitchen out back. Throwing open the door to the garden, I waited for him there. It was ages since Dad had brought back something injured. He never brought back a deer. Though I could remember helping him free a roe deer from a snare in the woods once. Back then, his hands had moved quickly and gently, darting from the wire on the doe's leg and then to her neck for a pulse, stroking her constantly. This was something like that again. Saving another deer could be a good thing for Dad. Something to take his mind off everything else, to help bring him out of his dark place. I heard Dad's feet scuff on the cobbles in the lane, saw his movement. I tried to pick out the shape of the deer's body, but it was all wrong. The legs weren't long enough, neither was its neck. I took a step towards them, and that's when it made sense. The shape. It wasn't a deer Dad was carrying. It was a girl. Her neck was tilted back, her bare arms glowing in the moonlight. Her clothes were soaking. The garden gate creaked as Dad maneuvered through, struggling. How long had he been carrying her?